you were talking about going to Nashville and not staying there because you couldn't do the kind of music that you wanted to do.
Well, that's true. Nashville was not orientated, we might say, to that type of music. It was more of the real country, or what back then they called the real hillbilly music. You know, the type of thing. Bill Monroe and Roy Acuff, Uncle Dave Macon, this type of thing. It was the banjos and the guitars and mandolins. And none of those guys used the electric instruments. I think Ernest Tubb was the first one to ever bring electric guitar in there, with Jimmy Short playing electric standard guitar. So it was not a very fertile ground for developing Western swing music. Now, that's why that I knew that I couldn't succeed at doing that, and I wanted to have a good band and play the music the way I thought it ought to sound, and the way I liked it for it to sound. And so that's why that I didn't stay at the Grand Ole. Now, that today you could do that easily. You play the kind of music you want to in Nashville today, but you sure couldn't back then.